Good, Mike. How you doing?
Real Mike Rom breaking.
So I'll get you started on how would you sort of sum up the getting back to practice after having the six days off, and you detect this, you know, a freshness, a snap in the team's practice effort?
Yeah. You know, the bye week was good. It allows everybody to kind of get some rest and get their bodies healthy. But today, we're back to work, and everybody's ready to go, excited about the game we have on Saturday.
I wanted to ask about Garrett Blount and just how he performed last year, and then what kind of boost he's given you this year since he's been back.
Yeah, he's been great in our run game. I mean, it's nice having a big back behind us that, you know, he's going to make those extra yards on his own. We do our best to try to block for him, but you know, he's a hard runner, and we know he's gonna make some yards when he's running.
And you see, sometimes I would imagine you've done your job, play seems over, and then the pile's still moving. It's just him in there. Is that unique? I mean, he's just pushing five, six guys for another 2 or 3 yards. I mean, it's gonna be a guy that you like to block.
Yeah. Like I said, he's a good hard runner, and the play's not over when you think it's over. I mean, he's gonna keep driving, so he's good back to block for.
How have you and Wendy been able to help Ryan in the middle now that you guys have been together for the season, having how much does he rely on you? What kind of teams?
I think early on he probably relied a little bit more, but he's growing up and he's becoming a good professional, and he works hard and he does a lot of work to prepare for the games, and we got to let him just run the show. I mean, he's the center, and he's got to do those sorts of things. But it always helps to have guys next to you that know what's going on. So anytime we can help, we will. But, you know, he's got to do it himself too.
The Ravens' signature defensively is getting to the quarterback, rushing the quarterback, putting pressure on the quarterback. From an offensive line standpoint, how much pressure does that put on your group to try to keep Tom Brady upright, which you try to do every game, of course, but especially against these guys?
Sure. Yeah, they're great. I mean, Doomerville's got 19 sacks. You know, they do a great job of getting to the quarterback. We faced a lot of good D-lines this season. That's nothing new in the NFL. But it's a lot of pressure on us to do a good job, and that's what we try to do every week. It's our job to make sure Tom stays upright. So that's what we're going to try to do this week, too.
Dan, it's more of a general question. Just from your vantage point, what is it that goes into or that's most important, you know, in terms of an offensive line succeeding and, you know, being at its best?
Big thing is communication and working together. I mean, we're kind of the team within the team. You know, the five of us got to work together in our blocking combinations and things like that. So being on the same page and working together is always important.
Dan, Tom Brady has talked this year about how he's worked a lot harder to extend plays and use his feet a little bit more. Has that been an adjustment for you guys up front, having to maybe hold your blocks an extra half second?
You know, it's important to us to always block, you know, snap the whistle. So if you don't hear a whistle, you got to keep blocking. So that's just how we try to play.
What's the biggest challenge you're facing for the interior line as a whole with a guy like Olodinata?
Just big, physical, athletic. I mean, for a guy that size to be as athletic as he is, it's rare. So, him and all the guys across the front are great at rushing the passer. So, big challenge for us this week.
We haven't seen you out on the field the last two games. I'm just curious, what's your level of concern that wouldn't be possible for you in this week?
I'm just excited to be back out practicing. You know, I'm going to do my best to, you know, work in and try to get as healthy as I can, but it's good to be back out.
I was looking at the length of service here, and you very sneakily have become the third longest tenured guy, unless I'm mistaken. That happened quick, huh?
Third or fourth, yeah.
I mean, you've got Brady.
Steve's been here longer than me, but my rookie year was a year before, so.
Has it been, it seems like it's gone really quick. I mean, has it gone as quickly for you? I mean,
I'd definitely say it's gone quick. I mean, I feel like I was a rookie yesterday. You know, it wasn't too long ago. So, but you're right. I mean, it kind of snuck up on me. Guys moved on, and I just kind of moved up.
Do you see yourself now as what you really are, is like an elder statesman of the team. Once Logan left, I think a lot of people's attention, coaching staff as well, turned to you as being, all right, you're the leader now. Has that been an interesting and difficult or a welcome transition?
I welcomed it. I mean, I don't, I've always just tried to be, you know, a leader by example. You know, I'm not a big rah-rah guy. So just trying to do my job. And so now that I'm in that role officially, you know, I just try to just continue doing the same thing.
Continuing on that
point.
Last question, guys.
Fair or unfair, people have said about you, they need you out there to stabilize that offensive line. When people say that about the effectiveness of the offensive line and your part in it, what does that make you feel like?
I don't know. I mean, I think we all got to do our job. You know, all I can do is my job. And ask the guys next to me to do their job, and we all just depend on each other to do that. So,
to make you feel proud, good. What does that make you feel like?
What makes me proud is when we go out and we get the job done and we win. So, as long as we can do that, I'll be happy.
Thanks, Dan.
Good. All right, guys. Thanks.